Leslie.
Hiya.
No weddings, no weddings. Okay, so you came out pretty strong there. What do you think went wrong in the latter stages of the match?
Yeah, I think we tensed up a little bit. I think the nerves kind of got to us a little bit towards the end of the match. Certainly we came out firing. As did Northern Ireland, they had a really good game against us. We obviously know each other really well, so I think we cancelled each other out at different points of the match. Certainly they came strong in that last half. We certainly started better. They just got the better of us towards the end.
In terms of now going for 9th or 10th, are you still pleased about the overall performance?
Absolutely. We are the lowest ranked team coming to competition, so anything above that is going to be a success for us. Yes, we're disappointed we're not making the top 8, which is basically our goal to get in here, but we're certainly going to go for that 9th now.
And Trinidad and Tobago coming up next. How do you feel about that?
We played them in a test series back in April time, so again, we kind of know each other. And certainly we'll do our homework to make sure that we pull out our results tomorrow.
What about yourself? What are you going to be doing after the games? Are you continuing with the Team Scotland?
Certainly just focusing on competition just now, and then we'll revisit after.
Okay, no worries, thank you.
Is that something you worked on?
Okay, so just I want to know about your thoughts of the tournament at large. How do you feel the girls have performed?
Oh, you know, like all week we've been having really good patches against some really great teams. I'm obviously very disappointed that we didn't take this game because we had enough ball to win this match, and we had probably enough 10-10 goals to win this match. But I think we lacked composure and discipline at times. But you know, at the end of the day, I know that they gave everything they had, and I'm really proud of them.
It's also a learning curve, isn't it, for them? This is quite a high pressure competition day after day. They're learning a lot out there, aren't they?
Oh yeah, absolutely. We've learned heaps. Managed to give a lot of my team a run out there to feel what it's like to play teams in the top 5 in the world. Really, really great.
Do you think the last kind of 15 minutes always seems to be a struggle? Do you think that's something that the girls need to work on? Maybe a bit of fatigue, or what do you think it is? Do you think it's the nerves?
Yeah, probably a bit of that. We changed it up to try and bring some fresh legs in there, but a bit of fatigue maybe, back-to-back matches, not used to it. However, that said, they were still going hard right through the match, and so I just think it was just composure that we lacked and just finishing off in the end. I think it was a game of two halves, too. Our attacks fired in the first half, but our defenders were a bit slow, and then our defenders fired in the second half, but our attacking did it, so...
You did want to, come in the top 8. Is that a little bit of a bitter pill to swallow, or are you looking for...
It is. We wanted to make the top 8, and so now 9 is better than 10th, so that's what we have to focus on tomorrow. And I think the great thing, too, will be that we'll push us probably in the top 10 in the world, which is be a great goal for us.
Yeah, good places in 6 months, are fantastic, isn't it?
Yeah.
any star players for you?
Do you mean any star players in my squad at the moment? They all have their days.
And what will Leslie be doing after the...
I'm not sure.
You're not sure?
I haven't really asked her about that, so...
Okay. Yeah. And Trinidad and Tobago, how are you feeling about that?
Oh, look, last results that we played against them will probably count for nothing. They'll be out to get us. But, we have to bring our A game because I want... make sure that we have nights tomorrow.
Okay, well, best of luck. Thank you very much. Cheers.